It has a mill wheel in the centre and, of course, the initials JC and M. Johann Caspar Molitor.
And there's another little story to tell our visitors. You know, the one about the legend of St. John of Nepomuk, the figure here on the bridge. I mean, he was just known as Nepomuk before he was made a saint. He was really called Johannes Welfin and came from Pomuk, near Pilsen. He lived during the 14th century and was a priest and vicar general to the Archbishop of Prague.
And was a victim of the conflict between King Wenceslaus and the church.
Because he was the father confessor to the king. King Wenceslaus wanted desperately to know what his wife had confessed, and Nepomuk's insistent silence on the matter led the king to have him tortured and have his tongue cut out. In the end, Wenceslaus even had him thrown from the Charles Bridge into the Vltava. From that moment on, Nepomuk was made the patron saint of bridges and can be found on a great many of them.
But you've forgotten the most important part, Johannes. Later, when Nepomuk's coffin was opened, the tongue that was lying next to the body is supposed to have still been intact. It hadn't decomposed. And this was the sign that Nepomuk had remained steadfast in his oath to confidentiality.
Well, I got to hand it to him. But let's go past my halls and follow the path along the bank to the right to where fish are kept during the winter.